We are launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. We are in an unusual location in the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire for GraniteCon. And Mark, it was your idea to come out here.
Yeah, I just wanted to come out and check out the Granite State's only comic convention.
You're
the
a huge comic book fan. I mean, yeah. You went for many years of your life working in a comic book store. So this must be... Have you been to a comic convention before?
Oh, yeah. I've been to many comic conventions. And this one's, you know, it's a nice one.
This is my first. I mean, I guess... There was the one that was next to the Bitcoin conference. It was kind of my my first, I guess, encounter with a comic convention. And this one seems to be a good one. But I really don't have a base of comparison.
It's pretty cool.
They got cool people with costumes, and for me, that's the real attraction. In fact, you've been posting, we haven't mentioned this yet, but on the Free Talk Live Facebook page earlier today, if you go to facebook.freetalklive.com, you can scroll through, I don't know, what'd you post? A dozen?
About two dozen, I'd say.
Quite a few pictures of various different folks' costumes today with you and your son Jack and all that, so that's kind of fun.
There was the most liked and most commented on and most viewed one was a woman dressed up as the White Queen from X-Men with very ample cleavage.
All right, so you can see that at facebook.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your calls. Rob is on the line with us. Rob, we didn't have a chance to really get your story out. You wanted to tell us something about Child Protective Services, and you're there in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. You're back.
Yeah, no problem. I think it's just there's two areas where the average person that is familiar with their rights and that's sort of a normal person will tolerate just crazy government, and where government has just denied due process, and that's the war on drugs and Child Protective Services. It's called different things in different states. But here in Virginia, it's all secret. Everything is done in secret courts. There's no record kept. Hmm. It's just a hotbed of corruption. There's federal legislation which incentivizes local governments to snatch your kids. And
how so?
What's
that federal legislation?
What they were, I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact act, but what it was to the government was here to help you. And they incentivize states financially to put children in foster care and to adopt them out to take your children and give them to someone else.
Right, so every bureaucracy itself receives money for every child it services.
Every child they snatch, they get a paycheck for.
Right, and it's very there's direct federal money. It's funneled through the Title 4E of the Social Security. It's funneled through Social Security along with other revenue streams. But they're, you know, it's the basic rundown of the government is here to help you. And it ties right into civil asset forfeiture. You know, a police officer sworn to uphold the law and the Constitution. But if you've got $4,000 and, you know, he knows that you're not a drug dealer, but if he snatches it under civil asset forfeiture, it goes to fund his department. You know, you don't have to be Adam Smith to figure out that when you pay people to do things, they do it.
You are absolutely dead on,
right.
Rob. Thank
Prince
you for
the bounty
call.
Hunters.
Appreciate your call and thoughts tonight, man. Thanks. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Adam. He's on the road listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hello, Adam.
Oh, hey, hang on a second. Let me take you off.
That's always a good idea. Thank you. Yes, always take us off the speakerphone. It usually sounds better. Yes, we hear you fine.
And you gotta start saying the numbers of your phone because I had to use my fingers to figure out what numbers hit for FREE.
Ah, okay. I appreciate that. That's
it's not on the new phones, you know.
Yeah,
they don't have what?
A lot of cell phones don't have the letters on them.
Seriously? Like you have a smartphone? Is it a smartphone or something?
Yeah, no, I have a. It's like a BlackBerry knockoff.
Wow, that's shocking to me.
Yeah, if it has the small, little tiny buttons on it, then it's not gonna, it's not gonna have them.
Wow, I guess we're gonna have to start doing something about that. I did not realize that was an epidemic. Go ahead though with your thoughts. Appreciate the heads up on that.
All right. Listen, first off, I know I'm in your house and you guys like I'm a cop.
All right.
And you guys are really brutal on cops. I've been watching you for years. My family has a cottage up on Granite Lake. And there's so much good in what you guys have to say, but you seem to, all your protests and everything you do for awareness is like, trying to push water back into a flowing hose.
I think that, that might be a true statement. Yeah. You know, fighting statism is very difficult. So let me ask you this. How can we point out how the individual on the low level, the police officer, the soldier, and sometimes even the firefighters like me, how they, you know, violate their oaths to the people when they push these laws that have no victims? How do we do that?
All this comes about because of liability and people that don't take personal responsibility, and they're looking for somebody else to blame for either their behavior, the children's behavior.
I gotcha.
You know, how many colleges get sued because kids drink themselves to death?
I don't know how many kids do drink themselves to death, but there's certainly hundreds, I would imagine, in the United States do that. And I would hearken back to the laws that, sadly, you enforce that make it so that parents can't teach their kids how to drink.
Well, yeah, I heard you say that earlier, and you know, that's a really valid point. But
well, you don't know
if he enforces it. That we've just eliminated personal responsibility.
No, I fully support personal responsibility.
But the government's all about eliminating personal responsibility. I mean, that's what they do. If you're responsible for yourself, you don't need the government, and the government needs to be needed. Otherwise, it has to shrink.
Right. That's right. But when you're out there, you got about 50% of the cops that are badge bullies. You
okay,
know,
50%.
Well,
I think it's a horrifying number, and I would have only put it at 25%.
Well, you know, like most of the guys, you know, they want to be good.
Yep.
They all walk around with Superman shirts on off duty.
Yep.
You know, they want the truth, justice. In yep. American way. You know?
I believe you. Now, here's the one problem I have, and you got to understand, you've been listening for years, but I've been on here for a decade, and I used to fight Ian tooth and nail on this particular issue, and I just got tired of fighting because I saw too many times that, you know, seven police officers are kicking some dude's head in. You're not talking about randomly seven police officers, you know, seven bad cops got together. You're talking about this sort of, you know, this epidemic that's going on within the police office. It catches on from one to the next, and then they go ahead and they jump in. They're not arresting the police officer that's using too much force. They're covering for him.
Yeah, there's some validity to that.
There is. Look, I'm the first person to say, hey, look, last night I was out doing cop blocking in Keene, New Hampshire, and
yeah.
When a couple of the there's a couple guys that drive
Explain
the
SUV. Explain what cop blocking is.
Okay, so cop blocking is where you go around and, in this case, we're, you know, helping people know their rights and helping keep the police
and videotaping
accountable by recording the police and that kind of thing. So, and interacting with the police as well and kind of inserting ourselves to some extent in the situation. Did somebody just walk by and say F the police?
I think they did.
Okay, that's good. Hopefully our
coming straight from the underground.
Didn't pick that up. We're here at Comic-Con, by the way. But anyway, look. One of the things I said to the two of the cops last night that were driving the SUV was, hey, did you guys arrest any real criminals tonight? And they did point out, yes, in point of fact, they had arrested somebody for a second-degree assault on the other street. And I said, well, that's great. You know, you guys are doing something that I appreciate. I try to appreciate these guys when they do the right thing, when they're actually going after real criminals. But I am not going to keep my mouth shut or pretend like these people are heroes when they're stopping a 17- and 18-year-old girl on the street for having a bottle with, you know, some substance in it. That's just nothing that is any way benefiting anyone except for the purse strings of the department or the state.
Well, I could sleep at night with every arrest I've ever made. And you know what? I've never made a marijuana arrest.
You sound like one of the better cops to me in that case.
Well, you certainly got Ian's vote.
Hang on. Adam, I'm going to bring you back if you've got time. I don't know if you're on duty right
now.
Sure,
I'm driving on the highway. I'll be here all night.
All right, great. Stand by. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. More with Adam. He is a police officer. And if he has never made a marijuana arrest, and then, you know, to me, that's a point in the peace officer category as opposed to the law enforcement officer, which we've got too many of those people now. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
Times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The number is 855-453. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site, including archives that go back for years. You can just go, click, and download, and they are yours. And there's so much Free Talk Live content on there. But maybe you're getting tired of Ian and Mark. You want to try something a little bit different? Try School Sucks Project.
School Sucks Project's a great show. It's a podcast. It's a call-in show. They got a YouTube channel and web community. Well, on it, what they do is they promote real education, and they attempt to deconstruct the state indoctrination that we all really have experienced, whether you went to a public school or not. They discuss things like learning alternatives, different types of learning, and self-education, critical thinking skills, parenting techniques, personal growth, and better communication strategies. It's a great podcast. As a matter of fact, Jason Osborne, who's the owner of Sickle CAI that sponsors our phone lines, he's on it. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so we've got Adam. He's still with us here. I want to bring him back on the air. He is on, I guess, listening on XM to Extreme Talk. And, Adam, you say you've been listening to the show for years and appreciate that, and I'm glad you called in tonight because you sound like an intelligent, somebody who's compassionate, at least.
Thoughtful
police officer. You are a law enforcement officer, and I was pointing out earlier that I'd rather have peace officers than law enforcement officers, and you'd pointed out that you have never written you've never arrested someone for marijuana. But to clarify, have you ever written a marijuana ticket?
No, I haven't.
That is amazing.
I'm not going to ruin some kid's life over, and tell you the truth, I've only ever found small quantities.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. There are many officers who are like you out there, and you're right. Obviously, you get included when somebody, as we're here at this Granite Con, by the way. This is a comic conference, and moments ago when we were talking with you in the last segment, hardly anybody's walking by here because everybody's at a party right now, basically. But three people walked by. They heard us talking about the police, and the first thing out of their mouths was, F the police. And you've got an image problem when that's a common thing that people say. And the reason for that, as you must know, is the badge heavies that you were talking about earlier. And you said you think it's one out of two cops that's a badge heavy. It's the fact that the police are arresting people for marijuana.
Bully.
Yeah. It's the fact that the police are arresting people for marijuana. They are arresting people for underage drinking. But by the time somebody turns 18, they've already had, half a dozen friends arrested, or they themselves have been arrested for some non-crime, and that does not create good feelings in the community. And those feelings last, the hardened hearts of the community last for a long time, and it would take a lot for the police to, I think, change that. And certainly they're not trying in most places.
No, I don't think. I think it's just going to get worse. We're really alienated. That's why I was like, when I first came on the show tonight, I was real hesitant because I've been on other talk shows and I'm in somebody else's house and we're all control freaks.
Well, I think everybody's a control freak.
what I want to ask you guys is what's the appropriate, or what are you looking for in a response when you're doing an open carry? That one seems to, go into my fingernails.
Yeah. Okay, so open carry is carrying a weapon out in the open. This is a firearm of some sort out in the open.
Right.
And this is a really contentious subject. There was a time in American history when anybody could carry a weapon out and, that's what they could do. It was just fine and dandy. But it has been, society's changed and the norms have changed and it's really unusual to see a citizen out with a gun. And a lot of people freak the hell out when they see somebody with a gun, especially a long gun. There's some pictures recently of people in Starbucks with shotguns and stuff like that.
What a dumb idea.
Yeah, what a dumb idea that is.
No wonder they got banned.
Right. And I think that, when it comes, I think that the response that I would say is appropriate is when you're talking about a public space, by that I mean a government-owned space.
Sidewalk, street, park.
There's not much you can do. When it's a private place and the business owner wants them to leave, they need to be asked to leave. Obviously, I don't want to see any kind of itchy trigger fingers or anybody have a gun pulled on them or anything like that. I think that what you have are activists who have no intention of doing anything but activism.
Well, just to clarify, Adam, are you asking what the police response should be?
Well, it seems like it's lose-lose for me. If I don't respond, and this person shoots up the town. So I get the impression that you guys only want police to respond to a call that says somebody's shooting, not man with a gun.
What's the law in Pennsylvania? Is open carry legal?
I'm from Virginia. I'm just traveling through. Pennsylvania right now.
Okay, so you're an officer in Virginia. What's the law in Virginia then?
Open carry.
Open carry is legal. How often do you get those calls?
Not very often.
And how often are they people who are getting ready to shoot some place up? You know, they're going to walk in and start blasting.
It's usually shots fired.
Okay, so how many times have you actually been called on just an open carrier, somebody who's at Walmart or wherever, you know, walking down the street carrying a firearm?
I get more calls for concealed carry than somebody sees.
So, to me, not
an actual open carry call. It's more of a somebody sees somebody that's supposed to be concealed.
So, for my opinion, I personally don't do this sort of activism. It's not my bailiwick, but some people are interested in it. And in New Hampshire, it's more common likely than it is in
Virginia. Oftentimes, the police simply will just tell the caller, look, this is New Hampshire, and people carry guns here.
Yeah, or the cops.
Do they really?
Go back to Massachusetts.
Or you might end up, you know, if you encounter a police officer in New Hampshire, they may be just interested in seeing what kind of gun you have because they like guns here. I mean, they're more into it here than as far as the culture of firearms acceptance here than in other places. And I think that's a factor, right? If you're living in a place like Massachusetts where everybody's afraid of everybody else and, you know, guns are this forbidden thing.
Nobody does that activism in the ghetto. Did you notice that? It's always in a nice park or a nice part of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't see anybody walking through the ghetto with a shotgun. Wait,
touché.
Well, I'm guessing the reason that they don't do that is because they're uncomfortable with encounters with police, whereas activists.
I think they're more uncomfortable with encounters with the citizens.
It could be.
It could be that, too.
That's certainly a possibility. I have to say, Adam, I appreciate the conversation here tonight. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, this was fun. Nice talking to you guys.
Anytime you want to call in, feel free. Always great to have a law enforcement officer's opinion on this. And I think that I hope that people like you can help move these departments in a direction of more peace. I mean, that's what we need to see is the peace officers on the streets stopping people from hurting each other and not necessarily hurting themselves. But I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's what we need, more people like Adam on police duty.
I wish you'd quit hating on law enforcement.
I would totally give Adam a hug if he were here right now. I like police. Most of the guys on the Keene Police Department I find likable. I can have conversations with them. I'm not angry at them. There are some of them that refuse to talk to me, but most of them are willing to talk, and you know, we can find some common ground on certain things. Other things they just refuse to agree, but that's okay. I'd rather have conversations than not. So 855-450-FREE, because we're all in this together, like it or not. 855-450-FREE, that's 3733, by the way. We need to figure that out, how we handle that. It's Free Talk Live. We'll come up.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about what you want. All you have to do is dial in the toll-free number, and we're gonna change it up now because our last caller pointed out that apparently they're making phones that don't have letters on them anymore. I don't know how you would overlook that as a phone manufacturer, but apparently it's somewhat common.
If it's like a BlackBerry, then the buttons are too small.
855-450-3733. That is the number, and it is toll-free. That's 855-450-3733. We will take your calls about anything. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features on the site. Main feature, you control the content. Everything you see on the front page was put there by listeners just like you. You can vote on what's on that front page. You like something, you vote it up. You don't, you can vote it down if you prefer. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Linda is listening in South Carolina to WSEFM. Hey, Linda.
Hello, Ian and Mark. Though I never miss a program, I often don't call in, and I wanted to deal with some police tax bill. Would you rather I hang up so you can deal with the new phones?
Oh, No. There's no new phones. We were just giving out the phone number in a different manner. So please, go ahead with your thoughts.
Honey, I didn't get to hear everything with your conversation with Adam, but I have over 50 years' experience in law enforcement, not in a police officer capacity. When my life began, they were my heroes. I worked many years as a second unit. I investigated police officers and after that, and I've been involved in different states. I had a police chief in Philly abuse me. I've been on both sides of everything. So what I want to say is I was agitated when I called prior to getting on with you.
Okay.
As I didn't understand why more officers didn't call in. And obviously, Adam is very young because many of the people who hit the street with a desire to be a peace officer literally think they can save the world. I was accused of it. I had had one deputy say she's always smiling. I'm going to see her 30 days after she's been on the street. And 30 days after, I was saying, rip their throat out and dirt bag. You're spit on. You're always a target on or off duty. You live in fear because you are always remembered. But you don't remember everyone you arrest.
Yeah, how could you?
Then there's the corruption, and it starts out slow. And I'm sorry. I still will support police departments and officers because there's good and bad in every profession. But what happens is you start out thinking you are going to save the world, and then you start to harden. Then you get addicted to the adrenaline rush.
Mm-hmm.
Think Adams ever had to pull his weapon. No wonder he doesn't arrest for marijuana, because usually it's very boring. So then you sit back and you might not get a call all night. You're just watching for things. Those stops with a headlight out or a taillight honestly do produce a lot of good things, but they also can set things up. I had to bust an officer, and I'll name the state. I don't care, because the world should know. He would take girls to a park, threaten them with his gun.
Oh, no.
Then what happens is, if we had to arrest an officer for brandishing his weapon in a bar, we weren't allowed to go through the regular, what we would do to any citizen, we had to call his supervisor. And I'm not just talking about one state. So if any officer wants to climb through the ranks, get a raise, you better have a quota. And when you're in that road room before a shift, you are let known that tickets have to be written. That's better.
Now, tell me more about this officer that was threatening girls in a park. What happened there? How did you get wind of that? Were there reports and you were an investigator?
I was doing investigation, not just a follow-up on the person because they were in a situation, but how they were treated by the police, and it was all anonymous. I got this woman, and what's sad about it, and it affected me because I was already losing a lot of my hero worship, and I'm talking over 5 decades of working and being intertwined with law enforcement. I had powers, but I was never a police officer. I saw it all. I saw the hot dogs. I saw the people that no other officer wanted to work with. I saw the chiefs of police that everybody knew was corrupt, and they're police officers, but yet could do nothing because of the politics.
Mm-hmm.
This bastard. Oh, I'm not supposed to curse, but
that's okay. You can get away with that one.
We don't know his parentage anyway.
He would take these little girls out in a park and put them up against a tree.
Oh, dear.
And with the weapon, then threaten them if they told what he could do to their family. And I don't know if you realize this, but if you fight law enforcement and you're in a town, the other people on that department, not all of them, but they know who the ones are, harass the families that are against the police department.
Sure.
I still will back law enforcement because they're not all bad. And they do have a lot against them. Adam almost blew smoke, and I know you showed him respect. You do that with all your callers usually, not always, which is why I love you too, because you provoke thought. You ask the right questions. But how many times has he sat back when he knew his partner wasn't doing right, and he didn't set it right? That's why you see the gang beatings, because it's almost like a pack starts in. Mm. And everybody's afraid to say anything.
Of course, because you know how dangerous these people are, and you don't want them to target your family. I mean, you can't blame these guys, but ultimately it's a cowardly act to not act against these corrupt cops.
You are exactly right. And see, that's what I wish you would have hit Adam with, because everybody wants to be a sheep or a cow and just follow to the barn instead of saying, and I can't remember stuff. I'm so freaking old anymore. But instead of standing up, because if you're in uniform and you stand up, you're a dead man or woman. You're out. You have no future.
At the very least, your life will become very uncomfortable. The shifts that you'll be asked to work will be undesirable. You won't get a chance at overtime. No perks.
My God, it's like you lived it too. It's so factual. actual.
I haven't lived it, thank goodness, but we've talked to enough people. In fact, one of the most memorable folks on this show that we've ever talked to was a guy named Jeff. He actually came to a Liberty Forum, I think, one year.
A couple times.
Yeah, and this guy was a police trainer, which is why
all you had to do was take one look at him, and you absolutely believed what he said.
Yeah, absolutely. So he was a police trainer by trade, and he said he'd never been a cop either, but this was the thing. Like, he would train the newbies, and he quit this job because the reason why was because in his terms, he said that 10% of the people that were coming into his classes, 10% of them he thought were good material to be police officers. The other 90% were a bunch of badge heavies and sickos, basically. I mean, that's shocking.
I have no idea how accurate you are. I almost fainted, which I haven't done that in many, many years. But literally, things are carried to plan, so it's a good stop or it's a good call, because that saves your job. That saves your rep. You look good. And I'm sorry. I still mean what I say. There are people out there, men and women, that literally want to save the world.
Sure.
There's so many of them, very few that would ever write their mother a ticket. And I'm guilty of being let loose of a lot of things I shouldn't have. It's not just who you know, but who knows you.
Linda, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate your expertise and the stories. Thanks for making that call and sharing that with us. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I wish that these people who wanted to make the world a better place were actually given jobs where that was their primary directive, instead of enforcing a bunch of victimless crime laws which only turn people against them. If you, as police officers, want people to appreciate you and respect you and love you, and not respect you out of fear, but respect you for what you do as a good person helping others, then stop hurting people who don't deserve it. Stop hurting people who haven't harmed anyone else. If you aren't doing that, if you're just protecting folks from real violent criminals, they will love you again. Free Talk Live.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself. Or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There is just enough time for your call if you dial now. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE, also known as 855-450-3733. And we will take your calls about anything. That's the point of the show. We're wrapping things up here at the Granite Con. It is happening at the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire. Comic convention.
That's right.
What is it, your favorite thing you saw here today, Mark?
It was the costumes. There were
one in
so
particular? Was there one in particular?
No, there's one that stuck out of my mind that I picked as a winner. There was a guy who dressed up as Dr. Doom. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and look for Dr. Doom as a statist, and you will find a picture of a Dr. Doom. But that was just the one I picked to be the winner, not what the one that I would have picked as the winner, because there were just so many really great costumes.
Yep.
And I don't care whether it's they put a whole bunch of time and money into their costume or whether they just put some time into their costume. I appreciate everybody's dressing up in some way or another and why they what might do it. There are a couple of guys that sort of dressed up in recycled bottles and cardboard and, they had interesting,
unique
costumes.
Cool. So that's where we are right now. We, of course, will take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, also known as 855-450-3733. Mark, you had a story about the government guys confiscating some money. We had touched, a caller earlier had touched on this idea that if you're driving around and you've got some cash with you, whether you're going to the bank or to buy a car or whatever it is, you've got your thousands of dollars in cash, if you happen to get pulled over and the police detect that cash, odds are good they're going to take it. And then sometimes they'll charge the cash with a crime. Asset forfeiture happens all the time and is a very scary process for people. In many cases, they don't get their cash back. So what's happened?
Well, this is from the Institute of Justice at IJ.org, and it's about a grocery store owner. It's just a couple here, Terry and Sandy Deco. They're owners of a family grocery store in Fraser, Michigan. And what happened was, they had been audited by the IRS, like so many businesses have, and the IRS gave them a clean bill of health. It says here, like most grocery store owners, Terry and Sandy receive cash on an every day from their customers. Their common sense practice has been to avoid letting too much cash accumulate in the store.
Good idea. You don't want to get robbed.
Moreover, their insurance policy specifically limits the coverage of theft or loss over of cash of over $10,000.
Okay.
It's a common provision for small business policies. Over the past several years,
given an incentive to go to the bank and get it out of the store.
Over the past several years, however, the government has been collecting vast amounts of private information about Americans, including entrepreneurs like Terry and Sandy, the deal in cash. In 2001, the Patriot Act amended federal law to make it easier for the government to seize money and other private property through civil forfeitures. The federal law requires banks to report cash transactions above $10,000.
That's correct.
And it's illegal to structure cash deposits for the purposes of avoiding that requirement. That means
correct.
If the bank believes that you're putting in, you know, 9,000, 8,000, 7,000 several times a day or a week in order to avoid depositing 10,000 mm-hmm. where you go in for whatever reason, the bank has to, once again, it has to report that too.
So correct.
It gets very confusing for businesses that deal in cash, and a lot of businesses deal in cash. In 2010, the IRS visited Terry and Sandy and reviewed their banking practices. They conducted an anti-money laundering examination of their store, thoroughly reviewing their books and policies, and gave the Deccos a clean bill of health. After the audit, the IRS sent Terry and Sandy a letter clarifying that no violations of banking laws were identified, but 9 months later, the IRS obtained a secret warrant and cleaned out the Terry and Sandy's entire bank account of over $35,000. Imagine what this would be like for you if they cleaned out your bank account today. What would your life be like for the next 2 months if the government came in and cleaned out your bank account?
Yeah, and what do you do about it? How are you going to hire an attorney who might require a $10,000 retainer?
Well, I guess in these cases, hopefully, if you're successful, you can cash in some kind of securities. But there's a lot of Americans that don't have anything besides their house, if they have that at all.
In this case, it sounds like the IJ came on board, the Institute for Justice, and they're probably taking the case for free.
They did it on the IRS did this on the grounds that the frequent cash deposits of which the IRS should have been well aware when it issued its clean bill of health, violated federal structuring laws, and the government then never charged Terry and Sandy with any crime. And refuses to return their money. So get this. They say that they violated the law by structuring, putting in thousands of dollars that don't go over the $10,000 limit,
mm-hmm.
but they don't charge them with structuring so that they can then beat the structuring charge and get their money back.
Right. We'll just
this
some
is
money.
Absolute criminal behavior, and I'm sorry. Why are we going to hold IRS, why would we hold the administration or the government or whoever these ethereal people are and not hold the IRS agents who did this responsible? This is why...
You can't hold them responsible.
This is why I believe it's imperative for us to hold the people that do this stuff responsible.
How are you going to do that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, verbally hold them responsible. The IRS agents who did this are criminals.
They're the ones cashing the check at the end of the day. You can verbally hold them all you want. You know, talk all you want about them. They don't care. Look, you know, there are people who... There are a lot of people out there who believe you got to pay your taxes. You got to do what do the right thing. You got to fill out all the forms. You got to be a good, obedient little slave. Well, look what these people did. They thought they were on the up and up. They thought they were running an honest business. They weren't money laundering. They weren't doing anything that they thought was illegal. They were just taking their deposits from their business to the bank. And then all of a sudden, there's nothing there. All of a sudden, their bank account's been cleaned out. At some point, they probably receive a notice somewhat explaining the situation to them. But it's too late then. You can't know when you're violating these rules. There's so many rules. They're so obscure. The average person doesn't know anything about cash transaction reports and money laundering. You don't learn this stuff in high school.
Nope.
You find out when it's too late. You find out when your bank account has been cleaned out. And then what do? You don't get to hire an attorney because you don't have any money to hire the attorneys. You're screwed.
Right.
Your business is done.
And you won't get a day in court because they didn't charge these people. There's no charge here. It's not like they can go and defend themselves. So you have to hire an attorney, and you have to hire a high-power attorney. It's going to take a lot of time and money to go after one's money. Probably that $35,000 that they'd be going after, how much of that would be spent on a lawyer's bill? This is just free money for the government. And when there's no incentive not to do it, why in the world do you think your government won't?
They're no different. I mean, these IRS agents are no different from the police officers who will take a bag of cash from your front seat, as our caller earlier was suggesting that they would do, and they certainly will do it.
There's certainly plenty of reports of it.
There's no accountability for it. The only difference between the IRS agents and the police officers is at least the police officers have to do it in your face. The IRS officers just call the bank up. They call the bank, go behind your back, and they take all your money from you. Case closed.
Yep. And there was an interesting story recently where one of the people that did have their money taken, they were going to invest in a business, several tens of thousands of dollars taken on the side of a road by some police officers, said, that must be drug money.
Yep.
You've got cash, that must be drug money. And they're probably told by their superiors to do it. There's no doubt in my mind. They did manage to get their money back, but It's all they do is they get their money back. Yeah, they get a little bit of interest on top. But is that really a disincentive for the government?
No, their incentive is to take the money because most of the time you're not going to get it back. Because most of the time you don't know where to begin to try to get that back.
I mean, here's a little incentive. The two police officers or three police officers who did that deed should be fired. Their sergeant, who was above them, should be fired. Their lieutenant, who was on duty that day, should be fired. And then his chief should be fired.
Not happening, brother.
Every one of them up the line.
They're all getting promoted instead. That's the way it works.
Promotions and medals are often handed out in sort of to cover up this behavior. That way they can say, well, look, this is a decorated officer or sergeant or whatever in the police department.
Well, I mean, hey. They should promote him, right? He's bringing in money to the department. Hey, thanks, buddy. You just brought us $60,000. Here you go. Have a medal.
I wonder if they give the IRS agents that did this a medal.
I bet you they do. And this is not going to be the last time you hear this story. And I think the most important takeaway here is this could have been your business.
Well, it sure could. Last year alone, the government took in more than $4 billion in forfeiture money. That's
how many people's lives were ruined by that?
I don't know.
$4 billion.
Surely some of that money is dirty, but plenty of it's clean.
Well, look, this comes back to the war on drugs, right? I mean, for what other reason would you be laundering money besides drug dealing? I mean, what else is there? Stealing goods and fencing them? I mean,
weapons.
Okay, so weapons are illegal. So the things that are illegal, drugs, guns, gambling, that's why people, all of these things should be legal. All of these things should be legal. You should be able to run a prostitution business with gambling on the side and sell drugs all at the same time. And then if we didn't have those things being prohibited, then there'd be no reason to have money laundering laws at all. It's none of the government's business what you do for business. And it's a shame that people bother to even spend time filling out these government bureaucrats' forms. I hope that someday we can get enough people together in New Hampshire to where we can just say, screw you to the federal government. We don't want your services. We want nothing from you. What did you say? Heck yeah. Or something like that, or F yeah. These guys are great. Hey, getting a thumbs up from those guys. Thanks. It's been Free Talk Live here at Granite Con 2013. We will be back tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and have a great weekend.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from jasonlewisteam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.